welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to build a good dressage foundation. Now in the past, dressage riders and trainers spent much time developing their horses' basic training and building a solid foundation before attempting to progress up the levels. Now before the invention of all-weather riding arenas and year-round competitions, riders spent the winter months working on their horses' basic way of going in readiness for the new competition season in the spring. Unfortunately, today, many riders neglect to develop a solid training foundation in an effort to progress up the levels. Now because of this, dressage judges see many combinations who are competing at a level that is way out of their comfort zone. So in this podcast episode, we're going to discuss the importance of why building a solid dressage foundation is so important, and we also look at how to do it. So firstly, let's talk about the dressage basics. Because to build a good dressage foundation, you must get the basics right. So the key things that you must work on as a rider include the following. So number one, developing a correct dressage seat. Number two, riding in proper balance so that you are independent of the reins and stirrups. Number three, being able to use a half halt to prepare your horse for transitions and changes of direction. The half halt should come as a second nature to you, just like riding a bike. Number four, developing an understanding of your horse's mental and physical well-being so that you know when there's a problem and can work on putting it right. Number five, working with your trainer to recognise your horse's strong and weak points and putting in place a plan to address problems and improve areas of weakness. Number six, spending time reading and educating yourself on dressage theory. You must also familiarise yourself with the current dressage rules for your location and affiliations. And lastly, number seven, training your horse with patience and determination. You must be willing to sacrifice your time, money and energy to get to where you want to be ultimately. So never make the mistake of taking shortcuts in your horse's training. Some horses will learn more quickly than others, so you may need to accept that your dressage journey may take a little bit longer than you'd hoped. And you must also learn to accept and work on improving your own shortcomings as a rider. Now, if that means losing a bit of weight, getting fitter, or overcoming a physical disability, then that is what you must do. So now let's move on to talk about the dressage scales of training. Now, back in the 1980s, the German training scale was introduced to the US dressage world, and over the last 20 years, the dressage scales of training have been universally accepted and applied worldwide. Now, the training pyramid, as it's also known, clearly outlines the way in which your horse's training should progress, from the basics of establishing the correct rhythm in all three paces, through to developing the collection that is required for advanced work. So the scales of training are as follows. So number one, rhythm. Number two, suppleness. Number three, contact. Number four, impulsion. Number five, straightness. And number six, collection. Now the scales of training serve as the basic framework of training for all dressage horses. The scale is generally sequential, and if you stick to working your horse in this way, your training will ultimately pay off. Now if you want to know more about each of these individual scales and what you need to do in order to complete them successfully, then please do search our podcast archives because we do have an individual podcast dedicated to each one of the training scales. So now let's move on to discuss what the purpose is of a dressage test. Now every dressage test is designed to allow the dressage judge to assess the horse's competence at that level. Now if the training has been skimped on and the basic foundations are not in place, then each test will expose the shortcomings. So the tests are designed to be tackled in order, so the lower the number of the test, the easier it is. And each test also contains exercises that are specifically formulated to assess how the horse's basic training is progressing. So let's look at the training and preliminary level tests. So the purpose of these tests is to show that the horse demonstrates the first three aspects of the scales of training. So the horse should work in a clear rhythm and a steady tempo in each pace. The horse's back should be loose and supple without tension, and the contact should be elastic and consistent, and the outline should be correct and steady. And then we move on to the first level and novice tests. So these tests are designed to show that the horse can demonstrate the correct basics required at the training and preliminary level, as well as being able to show that he's beginning to develop impulsion so that he works forward from behind through a supple back into a steady and elastic contact. And then after that, we move on to the second, third and fourth level, which is also equivalent to elementary and medium British dressage levels. Now, once the horse reaches this level, the first four scales of training should be in place, and the horse should then demonstrate a greater level of straightness, suppleness to the bend, balance, self-carriage and throughness than what was present in the earlier levels. Now, these level of tests also ask for more well-defined and engaged transitions between the paces, and the straightness, suppleness to the bend, self-carriage, throughness and balance should now be well established. So to wrap this episode up, building a good dressage foundation relies on how successfully you implement the dressage scales of training. Now, without diligent application of the basics, you will remain an average rider on an average horse who never quite reaches their full potential. Now, the difference between good riders and great riders is simply that great riders pay close attention to these basics where others let them slide. Now, if you take the time to put a good dressage foundation in place, this will enable you to move up the grades more smoothly. You may even finish up competing successfully at a much higher level than you ever thought you could. Now, if you have any other questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, competitions, books and training diaries, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.